Hello, and welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. I am the aforementioned Spooky Chris, your pal in these parts, here to chat at you for a little bit. You can find all my stuff at spookychris.com. I am an author, podcaster, film reviewer, a very occasional filmmaker. And I'm here to say, hey, what's up? I thought this time around, I had an urge out of the blue to revisit the Star Wars sequels, so I've been in the middle of watching those. And as always, it kind of brings my mind to the whole idea of where this series, this franchise is. I thought I'd talk about that for a few minutes. I have before, but it's interesting, especially interesting in watching it in the context of the current moment in history, but I'll get to that. So, you know, Star Wars itself, A New Hope, is, you know, its place is solidified in history, film history. It was one of the first modern blockbusters where it was a must-see film that changed culture, changed film, how it's made, how it's consumed. You know, we've had a lot of those over the years. It was the first one of kind of the modern era, or at least that chunk of, you know, the 70s, that chunk of the modern era. It was this new part of a new wave of brash young filmmakers. It was kind of the ending of old Hollywood, and it was kind of the dawn of this new breed of directors that were raised on film and were kind of speaking in the language of film. They weren't speaking just in storytelling in the sense of literature, but in the sense of what they had consumed and what they had been watching their whole lives. That's why Star Wars, you know, New Hope itself has echoes of serials and the work of Kurosawa and all of these, you know, and these historical films of samurai and all of these things coming together. And, you know, and it was an era where it's interesting too, fighting back against an empire, like this evil regime. And it comes at a time when, you know, just the tail end. Yeah, it's just after Vietnam and everything. So it was a time where, you know, Americans were re-evaluating their place in the world and the place of the American government. So you can't really take away, you know, what it was, you know. And then, you know, as they made more films, it became, you know, a franchise. And what Lucas did, betting on himself, you know, I was influenced by the films, but as much by the toys. I mean, I played with the toys, but, you know, and we damn these kind of franchises because they're all about the toys and this and that. And yes, absolutely. It's more about the product and not necessarily doesn't necessarily have to be a toy. It could have been, you know, back then and now, or it could have been shirts. It could have been keychains. It could have been whatever. It was about making money off of what they had done, which, again, we kind of bash on, but we consume stuff all the time. I mean, people wear Budweiser shirts. You know, when I was a teenager, they wore Panama Jack shirts. You know, we always advertise the things we like. So if you connected with these films, if you loved these films, playing with the toys, wearing the shirts, doing all that, yes, you are giving money to a big machine. But you're kind of doing it willfully and willingly. You are not being tricked. You are buying into the product. If you go around with a band t-shirt on, like, you know, favorite band, you know, woo, you're advertising for that band. You're advertising your coolness. Like, hey, look at me. I'm a fan of this band. Same kind of thing. And for me, playing with those toys, that was a big part of my imagination. I was making movies in my head and with these toys. That's what toys do in play. adults and parents get caught up in the whole, you know, we don't like it when our children are sold to and when they are used as consumers themselves. It's kind of like, hey, these kids are going to want toys. And it has gotten very bad and very ugly. Absolutely. When you have children that have become influencers because they're just getting toys and opening them on video. I mean, it's kind of like going to the rich kid's birthday party and watching them open their toys. It's just, you know, it is a little insidious. But at its heart, kids aren't worrying about the weeds. They're worried. They want to play. They want to play with these things. These are toys. And I come at this as I've always loved these films. I've always loved them. When the prequels came out, I stood in line for a total of a half an hour to get tickets for The Phantom Menace, which is it's funny in itself, but it's interesting because the days of standing in line for tickets for concerts, for movies, for books, and I've done all three in my lifetime, are long gone. And you know, and it's good because it's convenient, but it stinks in that now you're not hoping you can be in line when you know and get a ticket physically. It's more you hope that a bot doesn't beat you in getting like a very limited ticket for something. But that's another story. But no, so the prequels came out, and I I've talked about this at length. I was so excited. Because I grew up, having oh man, he was the first movie. The story was going to be this and that, and this is how Darth Vader became who he is, and this and that, and that. Oh, he wanted to make 7, 8, 9 eventually. He wanted to, the rumors and the hearsay and everything else of what this big grand plan of George Lucas's was, and so the prequels came out, and they are clunky. I mean, I'll absolutely say it, and it's partially because he was out of he'd been out of that world for a while. He only made the first one, and then other directors made the other two. Made Empire Strikes Back, and then made Return of the Jedi. He was obviously involved. He wrote them. He built that world, but he handed it off, and he was back fully in charge, and he's playing with new toys. And he's trying to capture that lightning in a bottle, and he's trying to do all of these things and set in, he has to set the things in place that make Anakin Skywalker. You have to care about Anakin Skywalker. You have to kind of fall in love with him, and then be heartbroken when he becomes Darth Vader. And you have to get that whole arc. And the movies are clumsy. Again, he hadn't made movies in a minute. We had changed as filmmaking consumers. What we had wanted and expected in films had changed, and it's clunky. It's clunky because, specifically, Phantom Menace. But you're telling a political story because it's the politics that led to the formation of the Empire. He's telling a political story. He's telling a human story, and he's telling the big grand shoot 'em up, space lasers and space swords story. And he's trying to do all these things at once. And again, it's clumsy. It's real clumsy. But I love those three movies. I actually really like Attack of the Clones. But each of those three films gets better. And it gets better because as it gets darker, I think he gets more. That's the story. He has to kind of set things up to get to where he wanted to be. And that's to tell that dark story, to tell the end of this, the breaking of this love affair, the breaking of a friend's heart, as they see what their friend has become, the fracturing of the Republic. All he's been building up to this. Shoot, he's been building it up to it in a way for five movies at that point. So it really he finally got his feet under him, and they're all three still awkward, but I think we look at those movies. And we inherently cast them against the first three that we saw, which are also clunky. And kind of inherently, because they're supposed to be. They are supposed to be. They call them, the big soapy space operas. They call them that for a reason. They are inspired by serials, so they are partially serialized, and they are bigger than life. They are, you know, there's space magic and there's weird monsters and all stuff. Because at a point, if you take all the money away, it boils down to like a B movie. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We act like there is. We get in our big pants and we act like there's a big problem with hot, you know, big popcorn movies and fun movies and movies that we get a kick out of. And we forget that movies are supposed to entertain us. And it's great to go and learn and be enlightened and, oh, I feel like I connect with the world and I feel like I come with myself and blah, blah, blah. That's all great because it is an art form. But it also is an entertainment. And the Star Wars movies are entertainment. And it stinks that after those movies came out, fans just made it their pastime to hammer him over and over again about how terrible the actors were, the movies were, and this was, and that was. And, so upset because they didn't live up to their expectations. And it's like, it was his story to tell. They're our movies, quote unquote, but it was his story. And fans, again, get in our big pants and we take ownership of these things and we get so mad when someone doesn't follow the rules that we want them to and create the story that we want them to. When really, here's the thing. If I want to tell my story, I'll just go and write a story. I can kind of write, like, it doesn't have to be in Star Wars universe. It can kind of be adjacent. It can be like a space. It's out in space, and space stuff happens, and there's a this, and then there's a that. But that's why you become a creator. That's why you're a writer or filmmaker. You want to tell your stories. He wanted to tell his stories. And again, they are imperfect, but I love them. Because they still, even those three movies, take me back to my youth. And in watching the sequels, it got worse because then the newest fan, like the old original fans and now the new fans are like, they're not even as good as the prequels. Oh my God. And then, oh boy, the grand chestnut. They're so woke. Oh my God. Why are black people in this and women? And oh my God. And it's like, did y'all watch these movies? These movies that at their heart are about fighting an empire. They are about fighting the system. Now, they are real shallow in how they like portray things. Like I'm not going to wholeheartedly this like damn Lucas or anyone else say like there's some racism in there. I'm going to say there's some ignorance in how things are done and some like, oh, come on, man. Because there are characters that seem real close to cultural stereotypes. But again, I wasn't in the room when they made those characters. I don't know a story that says like, I'm going to, you know what, I want these guys to be this. I want these guys to be this. I think it's one of those things where it's a drag and it is, you can't avoid it. It is there. It's dumb. But like that's, you know, these movies at their heart are liberal films. Sorry, bro. Sorry. They're about, you know, fighting the power. Princess Leia was a strong woman character through the whole series. Well, through three and then the other one. So it's through six movies. Amidala, strong character. Ooh, also a woman. You know, and again, it's not like these are, it's funny too, because they, you know, oh my God, they're woke because there's an Asian woman in this. Oh my God. You know, stupid stuff. When it's like, it's not even, there's not even that much, much of embracing of other cultures as much as there should be. There's not as much diversity as there should be. But still people got in their like, in their comments, like, oh my God, I can't believe they've ruined everything. It's just blah, 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 blah. Because they had been fantasizing about what the sequels would be. Oh, they're going to be this, and Luke's going to do this and that. And I actually really like that. The movies are about Han and Leia and Luke. You know, and Chewie and, you know, C-3PO and R2-D2, blah, blah, blah. I like that they're in there. I like that it connects to them, but I like that it lets them be secondary characters. I didn't need Luke to be the star in three movies again. We did this. He was the star of three movies already. You know, Leia had her moment. They told the stories they told. The sequels are very clunky, and I think the biggest problem is that they, whereas Lucas kind of knew exactly, and that's where they miss Lucas. He knew what the arc was. He knew A to, we'll say, E, whatever. F. Yeah, whatever. And I'm counting on my fingers. He knew where he wanted to go. They didn't. They had a broad idea, and they were kind of making up it as they went along, and I think they listened too much to fans and did too much fan service. Having just watched Romulus again, I like callbacks, but I think when callbacks become too, like, they become very, like, too much. And that's the biggest dig on Romulus for me, is just not even the Rook stuff, is that there's too many callbacks, too many, like, hey, see this, hey, see that, hey, see that. I've been here before. I've seen the movies. I'm good. I don't need to see those movies again. I like embracing. See, and that's the thing. There's a difference between embracing a holistic kind of world. Like, we have built a world. We're embracing this whole series, and like just digging up graves. And fans want those graves dug up. You know, they want, you know, and they want Kylo, and Kylo's a cool dude, and he's like, yeah. You know, they wanted a new Vader. You know, fans wanted whatever they wanted. It's funny because it gets, fans have become parody, and when you see fans like doing their own cuts of the films, and they raise money to try to force a studio to remake movies, it gets so insane. And that's where that's where you see the fanatic part of the fan come out, because they've lost their minds, and they can't just say, you know, these movies aren't for me. I'm gonna push back. I had a friend back in the day who, that was him. And I've known a lot of people like that are like, hated the sequels so much that they like actively were angry. And it's like, dog, I get it. You can push back from the table and just say, I'm done. You still had either three movies, tells one whole story, or you had six movies, tells a whole story. Even if you just went and watched one and that was your movie, awesome, dude. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I just, you know, it reaches a point and I'm like, I'm pushing back, I'm good. And fans just won't do that. They feel like they have to be, like, that you have to speak directly to them. And if you don't tell that story to them that they want to hear, then how dare you? You've ruined it. You've ruined their childhoods. You've ruined everything. And it's silly. But here's where I am going to join in their chorus a little, as Star Wars has wandered far off of home base. And I love all the series I've watched so far. I love the cartoons. I love all of it. But in tying so much to the original series, the trilogy and stuff, and to that story, the Skywalker saga, and they feel they're obsessed with connecting everything to it, as a la the MCU, the cinematic universe. And I like the idea of a cinematic universe, and people dig on it and stuff, but like, that is kind of like the comics. They're making movies of the comics, and that's kind of how the comics work, is everything is kind of connected. But that's another story for another time. But I think that's a huge problem, is that everything is connected, and everything is inherent upon one another, and they're not just telling fun space stories anymore. And they are listening to the critics too much, listening to the fans too much. Like, they're not telling the stories that they want to tell, per se. They're telling the stories like that they're being told they should tell. And that's a problem. You know, they shouldn't be worried about what fans that probably checked out a while ago are saying online. Like, they shouldn't worry about it. They should worry about telling the stories that they want to tell, and letting the creators tell the stories. They should make a plan, is the thing. Is they should make a plan, like, okay, so these are what the movies, what we want the movies to be. These are the big blah. And then the shows or cartoons are smaller, intimate stories. We're not going to spend, you know, hundreds of millions on these. We're going to just, and the movies should be big, loud, in your face. Like, just, they should be showcases. They should be something that you have to see on a big screen, something that just like, oh my gosh. And if people like it, they do like it. If they don't, they don't. But you should, and they should forge their own path. And if that's like a new trilogy of some other people, if that's an individual movie, whatever it is, they should trust in, they should have someone oversee it that has the guts to let their creators create. And unfortunately, under Disney's umbrella, Disney is going to keep like, well, it only made $400 million. So, or it only made, you know, this or that. Because, A, don't spend as much as you spend. There, easy. B, stop killing home media, because people will buy this stuff and there's sales. They'll buy merch, they'll buy all stuff. If you just dump it on streaming, they're going to watch it and forget it. Sorry. You know, that's why Star Wars lived for so long, is because it would be on TV a lot and it'd be like broadcast, all this stuff. Like, so it kept coming back for new audiences. Now with everything on streaming, you dump it on there and it's like you have to actively seek it out, where you could just kind of run into it and like, oh yeah, man, Star Wars, I remember, that's cool. But they have made it, Disney specifically has made it another product. The art is about gone out of it. And again, the new movies are clunky. Like, there's a lot of the jokes are awkward. Some are really good, but like, there's great stuff in them. And some of it, like the right, it's funny because the second one always gets banged on. Some of the writing in the second one is amazing. Some of the quiet moments, the things that they say. And here, to go back, we are in a time where people are just like, we're essentially seeing this evil empire rising amidst us. And a lot of people cheering it on, like, yeah, we should stick it to the poor and fire people and do other stuff. Not to make this political, but, like, these are political movies. And it's funny because, like, again and again, like, we it showed, like, they keep asking themselves, like, are we done? Is this it? Like, is the resistance dead? And they go, no, there's always a spark. We can be the spark. We can start, inspire people and get this going. And it's like, if that message ever needed to be heard, it was now. And the movies do a great job on that. What else you want to bang on them about? You know, and it's a drag. It's a drag that when they do try something different, you know, they'll listen to, like, fans are so fickle anymore. And that's what stinks about streaming and shows in general, is they will, because everything you can kind of, you know, binge. So they'll watch a couple and go, oh, stupid, I hate it. And never give it a real chance. And you know, you watch it and you forget it. It's gone. So I almost think they need to stop making so much of the shows. Like, they need, kind of like Marvel, you need to remind people why these are special. And I think that's what the trouble they're having with the movies is that they're trying, they know that, like, they screwed that up, then they're toast. But you also do have to be willing to take the risk and just tell the story. Just tell a story. An epic story about the little guy fighting the big guy against the backdrop of space. Doesn't have to have Jedi. It doesn't, I mean, it can, whatever, but, like, the world is bigger than that, and the stories are. So I don't think it needs to be. I mean, maybe it, and that may be where I'm wrong, because maybe it does, because maybe people, like, when they think of it, they think of laser swords and stuff, so maybe that's just how it is. But I will always love this series because I loved it as a child. I don't know if people have the connection to these things that anymore, these kind of things, because we've changed as a culture, because we are watching other people just like us create videos, and they're not very good videos, let's be honest. Oh, look, I'm mimicking a dance, I'm pretending I'm singing, I'm doing a prank, whatever. But, you know, it's big kind of high stakes art. We're not as interested in it anymore. Like, we'll go see movies and this and that, but, like, we're more kind of navel gazing. So I just don't know if it connects anymore. It's hard to say. The culture has changed drastically. We are far more interested. It's kind of, it reminds me of when America's Funniest Home Videos came out and everybody was like, oh, that's the best show on TV. And it's just people watching people do dumb stuff. And part of it's because we all know, we like a laugh, and we all know we do dumb stuff, and other people do dumb stuff, and it's just kind of like it connects with us. So we're like, ha ha, man. And, you know, movies about space don't connect in the same way with people. I'm not sure. I know that I love these movies, and I'm always going to love them. I love each one differently. I look at them all separately. I don't look at them like, you know, I don't get caught in the weeds. I like the series. And I even get, like, people that like the original vision, and I wish, and someday the original ones will probably be released before Lucas tinkered with them. And I think that's the biggest problem, is that, like, not that he tinkered with them, but that he then acts like the old versions didn't exist. And it's his prerogative to tinker with them as much as he wants, but, like, to not have the original versions out is a problem. And that's just how it is. It's a problem. But I just think that we need to just kind of chill out a little. These are movies in the end. And if you like them or don't, like, the time and effort and energy people put into, like, loathing them, and, you know, even the fans that are, like, fight back vociferously, it's just like, they're movies. They're great or they're not. You connect or you don't. And that's where it goes. And for me, I connect with them. I love them. I'll always love them. But I also am fine, you know. I look forward to new Star Wars stuff all the time. Like, sequels, it gets me excited for, like, new movies. Like, oh, God, this is just fun stuff. Like, when it connects, it connects. But, like, you know, we've got these 9 movies. I'm cool, man. We've had some cool shows. In the end, like I say, they're movies. Like, fans need to just take a breath. Everything isn't life or death. And if these movies aren't for you anymore or aren't for you at all, that's cool, man. That's cool. Thumbs up. You do you, dog. But, like, stop peeing on the parade and trying to ruin it for everyone else. The people that do get something out of it, because it's not your business. Go do something else, you know? Shoo. Friend, I've taken up enough of your time. I look forward to speaking to you again sometime. I will have more interviews with folks in the future. You have a whole ocean of podcasts to catch up on. If you're just checking in, you can find all my stories, blogs, podcasts, everything else, reviews at spookychris.com. I am Chris Ringler, your Spooky Chris. I will talk to you later, my friend.